This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 17th, 2021. 4 radio amateurs will be heading to the International Space Station aboard a commercial flight, thanks to Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS. They are Rajachari, KI5LIU, Tom Marshburn, KE5HOC, Kayla Barron, KI5LAL, and Matthias Moira, KI5KFH, a European Space Agency astronaut. Launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida won't happen any earlier than October 31st. The launch will mark the 3rd SpaceX crew. NASA's Commercial Crew Program provides transportation to and from the ISS. Crew 3 is expected to spend 6 months aboard the orbiting laboratory as part of what's expected to be a 7-member crew. Mission teams have a target launch date of no earlier than next April 15th for the launch of the SpaceX Crew 4 mission. The weekend of October 2nd and 3rd is designated for the annual ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, or SET, although local and section-level exercises may take place at any other times and days throughout the fall. The SET is ARRL's primary national emergency exercise, and it's designed to assess the skills and preparedness of amateur radio emergency service volunteers, as well as those affiliated with other organizations involved in emergency and disaster response. The SET encourages maximum participation by all radio amateurs, partner organizations, and national, state, and local officials who typically engage in emergency or disaster response. In addition to ARIES volunteers, those active in the National Traffic System, Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, or RACES, National Weather Service, Skywarn volunteers, community emergency response teams, and a variety of other allied groups and public service-oriented radio amateurs are needed to fulfill important roles in this nationwide exercise. The SET offers volunteers an opportunity to test their equipment, modes, and skills under simulated emergency conditions and scenarios. To get involved, contact your local ARRL Emergency Coordinator or NET Manager. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Lincoln, Nebraska, Fridays at 9 p.m. on the 146.76 repeater, courtesy of the Eastern Nebraska 2-meter ARIES net. Time now for the AMSAT report. The AMSAT 39th Space Symposium and Annual Meeting, planned as an in-person event, will now be a virtual event on October 30th due to the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is an opportunity for amateur radio and space enthusiasts from around the world to learn more about AMSAT's strategic plan, the Golf program, the CubeSat simulator, and other exciting developments in the amateur satellite world. AMSAT President Robert Bankston, KE4AL, said AMSAT members had voiced concern over the continued COVID-19 pandemic and the risks associated with long-distance travel, as well as attendance at large group gatherings. Those who have already registered for the symposium will automatically receive refunds. AMSAT will host its 2021 AMSAT Virtual Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting via Zoom on Saturday, October 30th, 1400 to 2200 UTC. It will be available to the general public on AMSAT's YouTube channel at no cost. The event will be a combination of pre-recorded video segments along with live question and answer sessions. The AMSAT report comes to us each week courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO.
VO1FJS, VO1IV.
VO1OG, VO1FJS, go ahead, sir.
Amateur radio volunteers on the Voice over Internet Protocol Weather Network joined Linked Systems in Newfoundland, Canada to collect ground truth weather data for relay to the National Hurricane Center and Environment Canada as Hurricane Larry hammered the Canadian province on September 11th. The Category 1 storm with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour was predicted to bring hurricane force winds, dangerous storm surge, heavy seas, and a lot of rain.
Up this way, it's gusting 50 to 60 at the moment. Barometer's falling rapidly, sitting at 1,003 at the moment. 17 degrees Celsius and 200 meter visibility, but I have a feeling that's going to change very soon.
Scores of reports, including damage to schools and homes, downed trees, power outages, and evacuations, were sent by a squad of hams that included Aaron Abbott, VO1IV, and Gareth Roberry, VE3GJR. More than 40 personnel hours of operation by Canadian and U.S. radio amateurs were involved in providing the reports received on both systems. ARRL has awarded a Colvin grant of $5,000 to Amateur Radio D-Expeditions, the Norwegian non-profit organization that's sponsoring the 3Y0J D-Expedition to Bouvet Island in the fall of 2022. Co-leaders for the effort are Ken Opsgar, LA7GIA, Runa Ilya, LA7THA, and Erwan Marion, LB1QI. A Colvin grant in the same amount was returned after the Intrepid DX group had to drop its plans for an early 2023 Bouvet D expedition that would have used the same call sign. The multinational team plans to activate Bouvet in November 2022. A dependency of Norway, Bouvet is a sub-Antarctic island in the South Atlantic, and it's the second most wanted DXCC entity behind North Korea. The last Bouvet activation was 3Y0E during a scientific expedition over the winter of 2007-2008. So you can expect the pileups will be huge. Amateur Radio D-Expeditions, the 3YJ team, would field a team of 12 operators for a 20-day stay on Bouvet. The Colvin Award is funded by an endowment established by the legendary DX couple Lloyd Colvin, W6KG, and Iris Colvin, W6QL, both now Silent Keys. With an overall budget of $650,000, the Bouvet D-Expedition will be the most expensive ever. ARRL Audio News is heard in Asbury Park, New Jersey, Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. on the 147.045 repeater, courtesy of the Garden State Amateur Radio Club. After 10 years of distinguished service to ARRL as its volunteer treasurer, Frederick Rick Niswander, K7GM, has decided to step down when his current term expires next January. ARRL is seeking qualified candidates from among its membership. The board of directors elects the treasurer and other officers at its annual meeting in even-numbered years. The treasurer is a non-voting member of the board of directors and must be a radio amateur and full member of the ARRL for 4 continuous years prior to nomination. For further information, see the full position description at www.arrl.org/TREASURER-P-POSITION. That's all one word, and it is case sensitive. Steve Goodgame, K5ATA of Batesville, Mississippi, has joined the staff at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. He'll serve as manager of the Education and Learning Department, formerly the Lifelong Learning Department. He had consulted for the department as an instructional designer and was instrumental in the implementation of ARRL's Learning Network webinars. Good Game was recently a guest of ARRL's On the Air podcast, where he discussed the ARRL handbook and how it can be useful even to new radio amateurs.
One of the biggest things that I guess I made mistakes on at the beginning was things like selecting feed lines and antenna systems and all those things that you need at the very beginning to get on the air. I mean, you're not going to get on the air without an antenna and a feed line. There's a loss chart in there that tells you what kind of loss you can expect from different kinds of feed line at different frequencies. Just having that would have saved me a ton of money. I mean, there's no telling how much money I spent on RG58 only to find out that was not the right feed line for what I was trying to do.
Before coming to ARRL, Good Game taught middle school computer science. His favorite radio activity is activating parks on the air with his daughter, Jerrica, KI5HTA. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 17th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur radio news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile, and you are a member, right? And let us know where you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. This past week, we heard from Danny, AJ4DG in Florida, and Bruce, AJ6YS in California. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME73, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.